John, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Tony. Good morning.
Where in the world are you this morning?
New York City.
Well, we've got more snow coming your way, so get ready.
Keep your snow.
Well, tell us about your show, Battle of the Future.
It's about the battle for the future. We're on an unsustainable course in America, and I think the demonstrations in Wisconsin and maybe coming big to Michigan, maybe not. Governor Snyder says he doesn't want them. It's really a battle about whether we have a sustainable future and continued economic growth that makes for a good future, or a lot of strife and stagnation that will not.
It's interesting how your show is going to talk about economic woes, from unemployment to unions. Unions are a big challenge here. I think they've got a PR problem, because many here in the state of Michigan believe that union people make too much money, they don't work hard enough, they get too good of benefits and retirement packages, and to top it all off, we, the taxpayers, have to pay for that. So there's a tug of war going on there.
Well, I think people believe that because it's true, and I resent the demonstrators saying this is, your cuts are a war on labor, because unions these days are not representing most of labor. There'd be 7% of the private sector workforce is unionized and 12% of government workers. So these demonstrators say we're labor. In fact, most of labor may resent paying for their benefits. And there's something about unions that sucks the innovation out of people. I've worked for union shops and non-union shops, and what a difference at ABC, where everybody was in the union, everybody was paid the same, nobody could do anybody else's job. Nobody was happy. They were just grumpy about their good benefits, but it took away the natural creative spirit you have when you're free to try somebody else's job and hope that you might get a pay raise, and you're aware that the guy who's goofing off might get fired.
John, do you think that we union folks maybe are just caught in the rut, that this is the way it's always been, this is what I was promised, and I expect the same thing to happen for me and the generations of union workers that come after me?
Yes, everybody gets used to what they're used to.
Do you think that the folks in Washington, D.C., the congressmen and the senators, really understand how much the people of the United States have concerned about the debt? Because there's a lot of talk about it, but there doesn't seem to be any serious work about doing something about it.
Well, I'm cheered by for the first time in my lifetime, at least they're talking about it, and some people are really pushing for cuts. But you're right, the Republicans proposed $61 billion. The foolish media describes that as draconian when it's a 2% cut after years of 8% increases. And when it comes to specific cuts, the only thing people want to cut is foreign aid, which is less than 1% of the budget. And they may go weak at the knees once the specifics come up, but I hope not, because the current path is unsustainable.
With all these economic challenges in so many states, and then the budget deficit that we faced here in the United States, much is talked about gaining jobs for the country and for the states, but is it possible to create jobs with all these budget issues?
Well, jobs don't get created by governments. I've never understood the logic of Governor Granholm talking about how she was going to give a special deal to this company or this movie maker, and that would somehow create jobs. Government can just move money from one group to the next. They can't create new wealth. Only the private sector can do that. And so if you have simple rules that people understand and taxes that are reasonable, then the private sector creates jobs, but states like Michigan have done anything but that. If you're trying to open a business in Michigan, you don't even understand what the rules are, and you know they're going to be high taxes, and if you hire someone, you'll never be able to fire them without a lawsuit. And it makes you want to open a business in a right-to-work state instead.
We've got John Stossel from Fox News on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Before we let you go, John, want to get your take. Do you think President Barack Obama has taken enough of a leadership role and implemented enough action when we look at everything that's happening over in the Middle East?
I don't know what he's supposed to do. I think that there's something to be said for staying out of their affairs because they are so prone to view us as the meddling enemy. But it's not my area of specialty, so I don't like to talk about what I haven't reported on.
Well, your specialty will be your special, which airs Sunday at 10 o'clock on the Fox News channel. It's called The Battle for the Future. I look forward to watching it. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, Tony.